After collecting and verifying more than 6,000 signatures, the Florida Police Benevolent Association triggered the election. Back in 2011, the association lost the election to the Teamsters Union. That contract to represent the state's correctional and probation officers expired in June. The PBA's Matt Puckett says one main complaint he's heard is the Teamsters' lack of legislative presence.
We feel like there's a lot of momentum right now for an election and hopefully to bring us back. And we're looking forward to continuing to go out there and talk with the officers about, you know, what we've done in the past and what we can do going forward.
Kim Schultz is the newly elected president of the Teamsters. She agrees there's more her union could be doing. And Schultz says with new leadership in place, one of her goals is to step up their legislative presence.
I think Teamsters, we can do a lot better than we can with PBA. And I think people will see a difference. And they're starting to see a difference now.
The secret ballot process for the election will start October 10th and must be returned to the Public Employees Relations Commission by November 14th. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.